Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 5 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is Preparation Precedes Victory. Albert Barnes said, "It does not require great learning to be a Christian, convinced of the truth of the Bible. It only requires an honest heart and a willingness to obey God." Our text today is Joshua 1, 10 through 11. It reads, "And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, 'Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan and to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess.'" After God issued his challenge to Joshua, Joshua commanded his leaders. When God prepares his spiritual leader, those under that person's leadership must also be prepared. It requires great trust in your spiritual leaders to act upon what they say God told them to do. It also takes a willingness to surrender and submit. To possess all that God has for us, each part of God's family must be spiritually prepared to move when God says move and fight when God says fight. Preparation doesn't follow success. Success follows preparation. Robert Smith Jr. describes the path of leadership in verses 10 through 11 as follows. "The trajectory is from God to people and not from people to people. Even today, God prepares his leader just as he had prepared Joshua to lead, and then he leads his leader to lead leaders. God is a God of order. God's ways begin with sovereignty and descend to humanity. When I was a little boy, I would hear the elders say, 'God sits high and he looks low.' In today's society, we are familiar with the order that begins with us and ends with us. Joshua takes the words he has heard from God in verse 10 and gives the orders to the officers of the people. There is no disconnect between what he has heard God say and what he says to the officers. The officers, in turn, were to communicate the orders to the people without modification. The people did not resist God's plan. This is God's way of leadership for the church today." Joshua was able to lead God's people because he himself spent 40 years learning under a great leader, Moses. He had obeyed the word of the Lord that came to Moses, submitting to his leadership and witnessing God do amazing miracles through him. Joshua was probably in his 40s when he watched the Red Sea open before him and he walked across on dry ground. This was essential spiritual preparation. Numbers 27:18 states that Moses knew the Spirit of God was on Joshua. By the time Joshua became the leader, he fully believed that nothing was impossible with God. Therefore, he did not question crossing the Jordan, even during the flood stage, when the river would have been at its deepest and most dangerous to cross. Joshua sent word to every person through his leaders to prepare their provisions. In 3 days, they were going to cross into the Promised Land, a land flowing with milk and honey. A look back at Exodus 16:35 will provide some clarity at this point. The people of Israel ate the manna for 40 years till they came to a habitable land. They ate the manna till they came to the border of the land of Canaan. We see that God provided manna for his people throughout their wilderness wanderings, but this would cease once they crossed the river. Instead of simply eating the miraculous manna each day, the people would have to gather and prepare their own food, using the Promised Land's abundant resources. The resources ultimately came from God, but the people were responsible for working in this new land of blessing. We also are called to work out what God provides. Paul describes this concept to the church at Philippi in Philippians 2:12. "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." What God works in, we are to work out. God saves us from our sins by his grace and not by our works. But after we are saved, we have a responsibility to discipline ourselves to live in the fullness of all that God has saved us for. As we have previously learned, God has brought us out so that he can bring us in. God saved us from our sins so that he can reconcile us back into a right relationship with himself. We must continue to prepare ourselves spiritually for all that God has for our future in him. Living in spiritual victory doesn't come without constantly preparing ourselves for what lies ahead. Never forget, preparation precedes victory. Questions. Do you trust your spiritual leaders enough to carry out what God tells them to do? How does your submission involve spiritual preparation? If you are a spiritual leader to a certain group of people, how is your spiritual preparation connected to your great responsibility to hear God's voice? How are you preparing yourself spiritually for all that God has in store for your life? Pray with me. Lord, today we pray for our leaders, that they would hear your voice clearly and that you would show us how to best support them as they seek you and seek to guide us into your will. We love you, Lord. Amen.